This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, look who's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, look who's here.
I just figured I'd do a nice, comfortable hour and a half show. That'd be great.
Looky. He didn't even bring a cookie. What the hey?
Nothing.
Have you join us. Glad you could fit us into your schedule.
Sometimes it's good. But if you need a dissertation on how concussions work and concussion protocol, I'm all here for you.
You're out being a good dad.
Yes. Oh, man.
So at least you got that going for you.
I did learn a lot today, though. I did learn a lot, man. I got my PhD in concussion.
Well, welcome back.
It's good to be
back. Andy Baskin, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo.
So here's what we're talking about, because I know you were riveted to your radio coming in.
Why do people hate Kevin Stefanski? I don't understand.
Why do local people not seem to like him? He's on the hot seat, according to Fox Sports and Yahoo, and they say he shouldn't be. That's what they say.
He's on the hot seat, but he shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. But he is because of ownership and because if you lose in the NFL, you get fired. But they seem to think he's a good coach.
Yep, I agree with
Jim in Strongsville. What do you think?
Jimbo. Hi, Jim.
Not that I think he's a bad coach. I don't. I think the national perspective is that Jimmy Haslam is just the worst of the worst and makes every decision in the organization and that nobody else has any hands in it. Look, Jeff, you said earlier that one of the things was Kevin Stefanski has been dealt the worst quarterback hand. He had a hand in all of that quarterback situation. He could have made it work with Baker Mayfield.
That was Fox Sports who said that.
Okay. He's the one that, like, look, we all said it.
Wait, what's the hand he could have had with Baker? Baker wanted to leave. He got mad because the front office was looking at Deshaun. What does Kevin have to do with that?
Well, first off, Andy, something happened during that season that, as I say, soured the two's relationship. We've all said from the time that he kept trotting and injured Baker Mayfield.
There's no proof. I love you, dude. I don't know if there's any proof of that it's already tried to play through injury. And, you know, he wanted to be out on the field. He knew it was a contract year. I have a lot of trouble blaming anything Baker on Kevin. I blame a lot of it on Baker. I blame a lot of it on Jimmy Haslam. I blame the front office for putting it in front of him, saying, "Hey, let's go get Deshaun." Kevin's the one guy I agree with a lot of things you say. I'm not putting Kevin in the mix on that.
I'm sorry. I just think that I'm disagreeing with you. I think Kevin had a strong hand in that. And listen, Jimmy Haslam didn't come to the front office and Kevin Stefanski and say, "Hey, let's go get Deshaun Watson." Those guys brought it to him because the reports out at the time were that Jimmy liked Baker. So I don't buy that. Nobody can tell me that.
Here's the critical part to that story. They started courting Deshaun and Baker got mad. That's all there is to it. Do you think after Deshaun said no, the Browns wanted to just make amends with Baker and make this thing work. And Baker's like, no, I'm out of here. Which there's a part of me that doesn't blame Baker for feeling jilted because he had brought some success that we hadn't seen yet. But I'm not reliving this. I don't see the Kevin part of that. I see the other parts of it. I don't see the Kevin part of it. That's
okay,
all.
Okay, well, here's the other part of it. I don't trust Kevin Stefanski to develop a quarterback. There were obviously personality conflicts. There's plenty of blame on Baker, plenty of blame on him. I don't trust Kevin Stefanski to develop a quarterback. He hasn't shown us that he can do it. He can't show us that he can manage the ego.
Do you, was he going to develop Deshaun Watson? Were you expecting him to develop him? Kevin,
no, that mistake is that's not on him, but it's on him to say, oh yeah, I can work with this guy. You think they would have brought him in if the head coach didn't sign off and say, yeah, that sounds like a good idea?
No. The head coach normally doesn't even have a say in that.
Jim, thanks.
Again, how many times have we heard coaches say, hey, I can only coach the players that I have? That's true. When you have a front office that's picking players, that's the way this thing works out. His job is to be a teacher. Hey, is he maybe failed with DTR? Okay. All right, I'll give it to you. But DTR wasn't his focus. Deshaun was at that point. So I it's very hard for me to get mad at Kevin over what we're talking about here.
Two of the national outlets have Kevin on that hot seat.
Okay.
I thought, all right, let's see what folks think of him overall. So doing a little checking. The Sharp Football Report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sharp Football Analysis. In ranking head coaches, has Kevin ranked 17th in the NFL? Now, none of these are great shakes, but you know, I think a lot of folks here think he's 25 and below.
They so let me ask you, 17 in a bad season, does that get you fired?
Well,
probably.
Yeah. 17th, they say this, votes for Stefanski ranged from 12th to 25th. Although he's a two-time coach of the year, no team fell further from expectations in 2024. See, that will get a guy fired.
Okay.
If you do that again, I'm convinced if they followed up with another 3-14, they have to make a coaching change. And I would say a front office change. You can't do 3-14 2 years in a row.
Unless the owner is taking everything on his own shoulders.
Which could possibly be.
Sure.
RotoPat, which runs on NBCSports.com.
Got rid of some weasels in my yard, too.
They have Kevin at 16th. It's tempting to grade the Browns' job on a curve. Adversity doesn't begin to describe the typical Cleveland working conditions. That was their little synopsis of it, and they said a little bit more, but I won't give you all of that. And CBS ranked Kevin 13th among NFL head coaches, and he said it's almost unbelievable Stefanski's just 4 games under 500 for his career, given the regular dearth of roster stability in Cleveland. Does he have a hand in Brown's quarterback misfires? Hard to argue otherwise. Agree. Still, his squeezing a couple of playoff bids out of decimated lineups, including one fronted by the likes of Joe Flacco and Kareem Hunt, affirm his helpful touch. So, folks around the country, I think a little more highly of Kevin than we do here. Coach D is in Maple Heights. Some of those Mustangs.
Coach D.
Oh, Mustangs. wanted to talk about Kevin Stefanski, guys. I heard a few guys made some very valid points, in my opinion. If you look at Kevin Stefanski's career, even before he came to the Browns, he's had top-tier talent in the NFL. I think he has Stephon Diggs. He's had Baker Mayfield. He's had, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry. I want you to ask yourself, how many out of all these top-tier guys, I'm going to include Deshaun Watson in that as well, how many of them have played better under Kevin Stefanski's system? How many have left Kevin Stefanski's system and had a better career?
You tell me who's left and had a better career. I would say Baker. Other than Baker, tell me another. Tell me another. It wasn't Odell and it wasn't Jarvis.
Oh, I will agree with you as far as left, but how many have had a better career before coming to him?
Well, but that happens all the time in the NFL, Coach D.
And then I would also add Stephon Diggs to that list as well. When he was in Minnesota, he struggled with Stephon Diggs as far as how to use him, and Stephon Diggs was unhappy in his offense. So I think the way a lot of the fans see it right now is we lose a lot of top-tier talent because they don't fit in Kevin Stefanski's offense for whatever reason. I'm not going to blame him. I think he's a great X and O's coach. But for some reason, we have to acknowledge the fact that he seems to struggle with top-tier talent. When Deshaun Watson came here, he was a top-5 quarterback. Now, obviously, hey, he had the off-the-field issues that affected him. Obviously, no one can deny that. But also on the field, he never looked like himself. We never got the most out of him as well. So we just have to look at all of that, the big picture. I think he's a great X and O coach. But when you look at all the top-tier talent that did not perform well in the system, we have to acknowledge that as well.
Coach, the only thing I would argue with is the top-notch talent. Odell wasn't the same player when he got here. I could make the argument that Jarvis wasn't either. He got a lot out of Nick Chubb. And he got a lot out of Kareem Hunt.
He definitely did. We definitely ran the ball very well. But, I mean, he was supposed to be a passing quarterback guru, correct?
Running quarterback guru, maybe more than passing.
So, I mean, I would just like to see him have a little bit more success with the young guys that we brought in now. I don't think he should be fired or he shouldn't be on the hot seat, but I do think we have to acknowledge the fact that he struggled with guys that were considered top-tier talent, and then he got them. And for whatever reason, whether we want to say they were old or they had off-the-field issues, for whatever reason, the common denominator is that when he got top-tier talent, it didn't perform better in his system.
All right, Coach D, I'd argue with you about the top-tier talent. I think this offense has been lacking top-tier talent just about the whole time Kevin's been here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jarvis was a good wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, Nick was a good running back.
Nick was premier.
Yeah.
Odell wasn't the same player, and he had a good year here.
Yeah, I don't have a lot to argue with you on there.
Johnny's in Berea, taking a break from his activities at the Browns headquarters. Hello, Johnny.
Johnny.
That's right.
Or are you a BW?
How we doing?
Good.
So I have to disagree with everybody, especially that last caller. We haven't had any top-tier talent. We can count it on one hand what we've had.
Nick Chubb.
I don't think Kevin's a bad coach. Yeah, we can count on one hand.
Yeah. I agree with you on
coach.
That. I do.
You have to look at this. He went 2 years without having a first or second round draft pick. He was forced to keep Anthony Schwartz on the field for God knows how long for whatever reason. He hasn't had a quarterback to develop. And for the people that saying he can't work with quarterbacks, he took P.J. Walker, DTR, off the couch Joe Flacco to the playoffs. What else do you need? Maybe it's not the coach. Maybe we have a problem with the GM. It's just my thought.
All right, Johnny, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
Johnny's not obviously calling from the upper offices in Berea.
He's at the auto body shop right next door.
That might be.
Which they do a fantastic
they
job.
They do, yeah, sure. Really do. Yeah. Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls, thriving Cuyahoga Falls.
Hey, Kev.
What's up, Kev?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Very well. What's a good word?
Front Street looking good, by the way.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Yeah, a little wet, but it's okay. Yep. Hey, Andy, a little tip. Although I'm a CPA accounting guy, mom was an accounting professor. Tip of the week, don't ever use a semicolon. Find a comma and a coordinating conjunction, and you're all set, man. Then you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, thanks, man. I feel you are my Grammarly. Thank you. You had me at colon.
Man.
Thank you.
Just forget about it. Okay. So in regards to Coach Kevin, unless he was the guy running into the room and pounding his fist on the table saying, I have to Deshaun Watson no matter what, there's no reason to get rid of him. I mean, really, I'm old enough to remember the Ricky Williams trade, and I thought then there'll never be a trade in the NFL as bad as that. And then the Browns topped it. And I think we should all agree that the Deshaun Watson trade was the worst trade in the history of the NFL. So really, whoever was responsible for that trade is the one that should be fired. Now, if it was the owner, sadly, we can't fire the owner. But if it was anybody in the front office or if it was Coach Kevin, then, yeah, there's a case to say that guy needs to be gone and never, ever, ever be involved with football ever again for the history of the world. So, I mean, that trade set us so back in so many years, and it was just awful. It was horrible. So, I mean, unless they could say Coach Kevin was responsible, I think he's done an amazing job for what little talent he had. Jeff, you read a great article. Fantastic use of the word dearth. That is exactly
wasn't it though?
The talent.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what we've had in Cleveland, a dearth of talent. We've had a tiny few couple guys. Other than that, we have not had star players at a large level on this team for years. So I don't know where people are saying get rid of Kevin. Frankly, I think he squeezed a whole lot of lemon out of the tiny lemons that they handed him. So I think he's done a phenomenal job considering what limited talent they've given him.
Kevin, thank you very much. Kevin in Cuyahoga Falls will move to the next community. Be Steve in Akron. Hello, Steve.
Ah, I feel
hey,
like we're just
how
driving
are you guys doing today?
South on Route 8.
Yeah, we're heading south on Route 8.
Okay.
Going to get the interchange.
Yeah, on the road again. Yeah.
Are you backed up in traffic?
No, we're
might
good.
Might as well be.
But if you're in Akron, you probably are.
On this rickety old bridge.
Construction's been going on for 17 years there.
There's a lot of traffic.
Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, I was just going to say, as far as Stefanski on the hot seat, he could be. I mean, if the season goes sideways and they win 4 or 5 games, I have no doubt in my mind Haslam will switch them all out, the front office, the head coach, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him bring in a coach first, somebody like Deion Sanders to coach up Shador heading into the next couple years before we head into the Dome. That's the type of move I think Haslam would try to make.
Aren't you interested to see what Deion can do at Colorado now?
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what he looks like now. See?
Well, we'll see what he can do with less talent this year than he had last year.
Bingo.
I mean, if he can coach him up, you know, to win 5-6 games, you know, and he looks, you know, halfway decent doing it, and maybe pulls off a win against a, you know, a bigger school, it could happen.
Make the playoffs. Let's see him make the playoffs. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Steve. Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Steve.
How'd we end up on Deion Sanders?
Well, you wanted Deion to be the next head coach of the Browns.
I'm just going to move along. What do you think, folks? The national folks seem to like our coach. At least give him respect and don't blame him for the mess here. I agree. I think the guy can coach. I would love to see what he could do with top-notch talent, which I don't think he's had a lot of. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.